I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. Ministry in China has become much harder than it was a decade ago. Kurt Rovenstein at Bibles for China says the obstacles aren't always obvious.
Over the last couple of months, we've become aware that our reputation is not what we had hoped it would be in the eyes of the Chinese government. That relationship between leadership within China that's so important is becoming more and more difficult to maintain because of some of these alleged missteps.
Bibles for China can still transfer funds into the country and oversee distributions, but trips are on hold for now. Ask God to help believers resolve the cultural misunderstandings.
We've got a couple of folks in China that are trying to advocate for us, and hopefully those partners can help us reestablish a positive relationship.
And as relations between countries and militant groups of the Middle East grow more complex daily, don't miss the good news coming out of Saudi Arabia. The nation is the birthplace of Islam, and today is an Islamic absolute monarchy where, if you aren't Muslim, you must practice your faith in private or underground. However, Bruce Allen with FMI tells us,
Saudi Arabia's rate of Christian growth is about 65% greater than the global average. So just because we hear that a government is closed to the gospel doesn't mean the hearts of the people are.
FMI comes alongside churches and missionaries around the world to empower them in their critical gospel ministry. A team from FMI will be going for the third time to Saudi Arabia this year. Pray for fruitful connections with local church leaders and consider partnering with them in this new mission field. Find your place in the story at missionnews.org. Thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. We're listener-supported by people just like you. So by giving to Mission Network News, you enable us to keep the stories of God's kingdom coming. Look for links at missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.